Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Larry G. Carpenter, C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R. Address is P.O. Box 1477, Magalia, M-A-G-A-L-I-A, California, 95954, phone 530873, 3595, ID is XXXXX5008. Date of birth is 9-8-1950, 72-year-old married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Express Scripts. Address to Robert Gregg, G-R-I-G-G-P-A. Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C. Paradise, California, 95969-3674. 530-872-6650. Below that, 530-877-7260, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of, quote, Parkinson's disease, subparagraph difficulty with tremor, subparagraph recent history of cognitive impairment. Dear Robert Grigg and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Larry Carpenter for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. As you already know, Larry is a morbidly obese, pre-diabetic, right-handed man that has been demonstrating a fine to rhythmic tremor bilaterally for the last several months. New paragraph, he was previously seen by Dr. Thompson, the neurologist, the part-time neurologist in Oroville, and was told that he probably had Parkinson's disease. Subparagraph. He has not had an MR imaging study, which will be obtained. New paragraph. He has an important previous history of hepatic enlargement with Evans through steatosis, for which reevaluation, abdominal ultrasound imaging will be accomplished. A new paragraph. He complains about the number of medicines that he currently has to take. Subparagraph. Current medications lists these vertically: Advair Diskus, Albuterol, Alendronate, aspirin, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, Atrovent HFA, aerosol, azelestin, 137 micrograms, bupropion XL, 150 milligrams, calcium, 600 milligrams, cholecalciferol, 125 micrograms, citalopram, 40 milligram tablets, fenofibrate, 145 milligram tablets, finasteride 5 milligrams, fluticasone 50 micrograms per spray, hydrocodone 5 milligrams / acetaminophen 325 milligrams PRN, levothyroxine 200 micrograms, losartan 100 milligrams, Montelukast 10 milligrams, omeprazole 40 milligrams, Rapaflow 8 milligram capsules, vitamin D3 5,000 international units. He reports taking a Centrum Silver type of vitamin. He has another diagnosis of benign prostatic hypertrophy. He's seen Dr. Verma, possibly for a COPD. New paragraph, past medical history. Cataracts, bronchitis, emphysema, glaucoma, dyslipidemia, liver disease, pneumonia, prostate disease, thyroid problems, medical adverse reactions, adhesive tape, aspirin and pain medications, penicillin and other antibiotics. New paragraph, systematic review of systems. In general, he reports depression, dizziness, forgetfulness, numbness and sweats. New paragraph, EENT, transient dizziness episodes, glaucoma, impaired hearing, nasal pruritus, reduced hearing, tinnitus, sinus disease, flashing visual halos. He wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, history of thyroid disease. Respiratory, lung troubles, asthma, and wheezing. No recent treatment by his report. Cardiovascular, difficulty with ambulation two blocks, hypertension, dyspnea with ambulation or orthopnea, irregular heartbeat, subparagraph recent evaluation. Gastrointestinal, history of bloating, change in bowel movements, food sticking in the throat, flatulence, heartburn, indigestion, hemorrhoids, and stomach pain. Genitourinary, he has nocturia. Hematological, he's slow to heal after cuts, but denies difficulty with excessive bleeding or bruising. Locomotor musculoskeletal, he has difficulty walking. Symptoms of claudication, history of varicose veins, and neuromuscular weakness, underlying weakness. Dermatological, history of hives. Male genitourinary, he has a history of rectal dysfunction. He stands 6 feet tall, weighs 230 pounds. He's usually up tonight to void 1 to 2 times. He reported reduced force of stream, a history of prostate problems in the last 12 months, difficulty emptying his bladder completely, last prostate and rectal examination 2022. Sexual function, he is not sexually active. He denied a history of discomfort with intercourse. He denied exposures to transmissible disease. Mental health, he feels depressed. He has trouble sleeping. He has panic symptoms when stressed. Stress is a problem for him. Neuropsychiatric. He has never been referred for psychiatric evaluation or care. He has no history of convulsions. Fainting spells of paralysis. Personal safety. He does not live alone. He reports a history of frequent falls. difficulties with his vision and hearing. He reports he has not completed an advanced directive but did not request additional information to do so. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, family, personal and family health history. Was born on September 8, 1950. He's 72 years old and right-handed. His father died at age 39 from peritonitis. His mother died at age 89 with dementia. He has one 67-year-old brother in good health. One brother died at age 49 of unknown causes. His wife is age 72. Children, he has one daughter, age 53, in good health. New paragraph, who reports a family history positive for arthritis, asthma, cancer, chemical dependency, and hypertension. He denied a family history of bleeding tendency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease or stroke. Tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed high school in 1967. Social history and health habits. He is married. He takes alcohol moderately. He still drinks. He gives a history of a 1.5 pack per day 40-year tobacco habit. He uses no recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns, none reported. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. He reports a previous auto accident. Bye. With a spinal fracture, 1969, new paragraph. Operations and hospitalizations. He's never had a blood transfusion. He has had a number of operations. 1985, Nissen fundoplication for GERD. 1987, cholecystectomy. 2011, testicular removal. He reports never being hospitalized for long periods for medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. New paragraph, general. He reports depressed nervousness, dizziness, fatigue, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, disequilibrium, reduced hearing, reduced memory, numbness, tinnitus, and paresthesias. New paragraph, head. He denied neuralgia but reports intermittent headaches in the sinus region of his forehead, relieved by Tylenol. He denied altered mental status, fainting spells or blackouts or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. He denied neuralgia but reports reduced grip strength in both hands with myospasm in his hands and feet, numbness in both hands, pain in his lower spine and hips. Stiffness in his neck, paresthesias in his feet. New paragraph, upper back and arms. He describes neuralgia located in his low back, numbness in his feet and hands, pain in his back and hips that is constant, aggravated by prolonged standing and bending, relieved by codeine taking medicine. New paragraph, myospasm is reported in his waist with stiffness, but he denied swelling or paresthesias. New paragraph, middle back. He denied symptoms, lower back. He reported weakness in his legs, shoulders. He reports weakness in his shoulders, new paragraph, elbows. He denied symptoms, wrists. He denied symptoms, hips. He reported weakness, ankles. He denied symptoms, feet. He reported numbness, intermittent pain. Okay. But denied paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph. Neurological, he describes impairing tremor that interferes with the utilization of tools and feeding instruments and varies throughout the day, but not necessarily associated with stiffness. New paragraph. Neurological. Larry Carpenter is a pleasant morbidly obese, right-handed man who is alert and oriented, communicative, quite concerned about his medical condition. His thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances. His immediate recent remote memories are preserved. He seems not to have any difficulty in recollection or insight. New paragraph. Thinking is otherwise logical and goal-oriented for the clinical purposes. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12. His extraocular movements are full and without restriction. Visual fields are preserved to confrontation. New paragraph. There's no facial asymmetry, obvious motor weakness. New paragraph. Facial sensation preserved. New paragraph. The palate is crowded with a restricted Malpati score. Tongue is midline and slightly large, but not fissured or discolored. New paragraph. Sternocleidomastoid and trapezius strength appear 5 over 5. 12, the tongue is otherwise midline. New paragraph, motor examination. Manual examination, upper and lower extremities demonstrates normal bulk tone strength. Sensory examination is otherwise intact to preserve to modalities. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are preserved at the Achilles, slightly reduced. They are preserved at the patella, slightly reduced at the Achilles. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes suggests bilateral palmomental signs with negative Babinski's. New paragraph. Cerebral sucks extrapyramidal. Extended motor testing in the upper extremities demonstrates a semi-rhythmic and irregular moderate tremor that improves with rest and is exacerbated by activity, suggesting an action-like tremor. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction techniques, rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are preserved, but his motor activity is mildly hyperactive. New paragraph. passive range of motion with distraction techniques. Does not demonstrate inducible neuromuscular resistance or obvious cogwheeling. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination is fluid with preserved turning. Heel walking cannot be accomplished. Toe walking shows that he can rise on his toes. Tandem gait is not achieved. New paragraph. Romberg's test is quite abnormal, increased with cervical extension, with a tendency to retropulsion. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Larry Carpenter presents with a history of tremor. New paragraph, review his laboratory studies would suggest that he may have some aspect of physiological tremor contributing to his symptoms at high dosages of thyroid. New paragraph. While considered in the past to possibly have Parkinsonism, he doesn't seem to have inducible neuromuscular stiffness that would be consistent with his diagnosis. New paragraph. He has a history of morbid obesity with hepatic steatosis, a risk factor for liver dysfunction with a long history of alcohol use. Recommendations. In consideration of this presentation, additional laboratory testing will be completed to exclude other neuromusculoskeletal causes of weakness and tremor. Lab slip for Quest testing has been provided. New paragraph. We will schedule with his history of cognitive decline and the findings on his examination. We will schedule him for a neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study and see him back with the results of his laboratory testing and the results of the NIH quality of life questionnaires for a broader survey of his capacity. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns with his findings. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then.